We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. God been good to me, man. Ain't God been good to you? I mean, just think about it. Think of where you are now compared to where you used to be. Now, if you've fallen from where you used to be, all you got to do is check yourself, and you will discover that it's a series of decisions that we make that causes ourselves to be in the predicaments, shapes, and conditions that we are in. It is never God's fault. It is a series of decisions that we have made. Please understand, God is only in the uplift business. Sometimes he got to check us, because we need checking, and he has commandments, rules, and morality clauses all throughout that teach us how we should be. And if we not, there's repercussions behind it. But please understand, you are where you are because of some decisions that you made. God is in the uplift. God is in the blessing business. God is in the take care of you business. He's in the protect you business. Please know that. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God is simply amazing. It ain't bragging, it's just the way I do it. Now, you may do it another way. Find your way to talk about the goodness of God. This is just my way. I can't no more stop being who I am than you can stop being who you are. We all trying to be better. But through God's grace and mercy, we exist anyway. And try as we may to be perfect, we're not going to accomplish that. But you can get as good as you can get. But you can constantly strive to do better. But you're going to need God's help. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Simple as that. But the only way I got a radio show is because God blessed me. Period. I am not all that. I am fully capable of saying to anybody listening, that was not my own doing. If I told you that I thought my way completely to where I am, I would be lying to you. If I told you of where all I thought I would end up, it certainly wouldn't be here. Steve Harvey got a radio show. God is amazing. Okay, cool. Don't worry about it. We'll find another way. We're going to have a good one this morning, y'all. I said, we're going to have a good one this morning, y'all, because the way we do it right here, on this show right here, spread across the country, we do it this way because there's no other way to get it done. Because we all understand that there's absolutely no better way to start your day than to first of all stop. Give thanks and honor to Almighty God. Because God is deserving of your honor. God is deserving of your praise. If it wasn't for God, where would you be? You know, I was watching Joel Osteen on TV yesterday. I oftentimes tell you this. And you know what? It is amazing. I never go to the TV guide or the channel surfer and say, let me go find Joel Osteen today. I just happened to turn it on, and as I click, there he is. I can only think that's God making me sit down and hear some of the things I need to hear. One of the things he was talking about yesterday was aiming for something worthy and how to accept the challenges that come with it. Now, this isn't worded exactly the way he said it because I caught it on the tail end, but I kind of got the message that I needed to hear, and I just wanted to share it with y'all this morning. That when you have big aspirations, you're going to have big challenges. Have you ever noticed, man, how sometimes people always seem to have little bitty problems? Well, that's because they have little bitty aspirations. They're shooting for little bitty things. See, the moment you decide to shoot for something big, want something more, you're going to get major, major challenges, major tribulations are going to come your way. Because to whom much is given, much is required. To those of you that are aiming high, please know that you're going to run into some more challenging times. That's the way it goes. If you're not being challenged in your life, it is only because you are not aspiring to be anything. Your aspirations are too low. You've got to go. You've got to, you know, Joel Osteen says something that I never knew before. You've got to want something so big that you don't see no way it can get done. You have to have God's help. Is that amazing, man? See, if you can, he said, if you can accomplish all the things you set out to do without God's help, you are setting out to accomplish some mighty meager things. You know, if all you're trying to do is make your rent, you don't need God's help for that. Just make your rent. But if you're trying to buy a house to really put your family in a better neighborhood, in a better school system, and you don't see no way, you need God's help. You have to aspire to something that requires God's help. See, that's when you really are being what God wants you to be. That's when you're striving for something that God has in mind for you. God don't want little things for you. Anybody can have that. Why don't you just go on over there and sit down and have yourself a nice little regular little life. Quit bothering people with it. Man, if you could just give me $5 on some gas. Man, here. You ever had people like that? Always got some little bitty stuff for you? Man, and you so caught up in what you're doing because it's so big. When people come to you, you go, that's it? Man, here, just go ahead on. And people, man, thank you, man, cool. That's because they're aspiring for small things. You ain't even got to go to God for all this small stuff. If you can accomplish everything you want in your life with just your help and you don't need God, you ain't aiming high enough. And when you aim high, stop making excuses. Man, excuses, there ain't nearly enough crutches in the world for all the lame excuses you done heard. It is amazing, man. It is amazing how people lend excuses. Stop making excuses. Aspire to greatness. Aspire to something that requires God's help. Then you'll be fulfilling your mission. Some of us are sick and tired of our lives the way they are because they ain't going nowhere, because we ain't wanting nothing no more. Get something in your head that requires God's help and live your life to the fullest and prepare yourself. It's going to be difficult. But with God's help, it's doable. Get you some help today. Holler at God about it. Don't quit giving up. Don't ever give up. God can accomplish some amazing things in your life. He'd love to hear from you today. This goes out to all my brothers and sisters that's locked away, to the two women that I met down in Columbia, South Carolina, to Deborah and her friend that was on a work release program from a women's correctional facility. I'm praying for y'all. I'm pulling for all y'all, to all the women that listen every morning in that correctional facility down in Columbia, South Carolina. I told you I wouldn't forget you this morning. I love you. Keep holding on to God's unchanging hands. To all my brothers and sisters that's locked away, keep your head up. God loves you, man. God is a forgiving God. Call on him. He'll hear your prayer. I've been there. He'll hear your prayer. Come on now.